You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Ahead of the first phase of polling in Chhattisgarh, security personnel gunned down 29 Maoists, including some senior cadre, in Kanker district on Tuesday in the biggest encounter ever in the state, police said. This was the highest number of fatalities suffered by Maoists in a single encounter in the history of the state's fight against left-wing extremism. Since the start of 2024, as many as 79 Naxalites have been killed in separate gun battles with security forces in the Bastar region, a Maoist stronghold. Three security personnel also suffered injuries in the fierce gun battle, and a large quantity of weapons was recovered from the spot, officials said. Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Sharma, who holds the home portfolio, hailed the encounter as a surgical strike and a major success, and asserted credit for it goes to brave security personnel. As Ayodhya gears up for Ram Navami celebrations on Wednesday, the first after the Pran Pratishtha ceremony at the Ram Temple, elaborate arrangements and security measures have been made by the Uttar Pradesh government to ensure the smooth conduct of the festivities. In view of the increased footfall of devotees on Wednesday, the temple will be open in the early hours and visits will be permitted until late at night. 56 bhog will also be offered to Ram Lalla. Meanwhile, senior officials conducted inspections on Tuesday at places where devotees will go for the festival. These places have been made accessible through various special arrangements. Preparations were in full swing for the Chaitra Ram Navami celebration, which began on Tuesday night. Special focus is on ensuring that devotees do not face any difficulties. Arrangements for drinking water, colorful tarpaulins to protect them from the heat, and arrangements for the stay of devotees are being made. Dubai's major international airport diverted scores of incoming flights on Tuesday as heavy rains lashed the United Arab Emirates, causing widespread flooding around the desert country. The world's busiest air hub for international passengers confirmed a halt to arrivals at 7:26 p.m. local time before announcing a gradual resumption more than 2 hours later. Earlier, the airport, which had been expecting more than 100 flight arrivals on Tuesday evening, took the equally unusual step of briefly halting its operations in the chaos caused by the storm. Dubai, the Middle East's financial center, has been paralyzed by the torrential rain that caused floods across the UAE and Bahrain and left 18 dead in Oman on Sunday and Monday. Dubai airport operations were suspended for 25 minutes in the afternoon before resuming. Unconfirmed images on social media showed planes taxiing across an apron flooded with standing water. Jos Buttler smashed an unbeaten 107 to trump Sunil Narine's first T20 century as Rajasthan Royals pulled off a joint record IPL chase against Kolkata Knight Riders off the final ball on Tuesday. Chasing to 24 for victory, Rajasthan looked in trouble at 121-6 in the 13th over, but Buttler moved through the gears in his 60-ball blitz to achieve the target with 2 wickets to spare at Kolkata's Eden Gardens. Rajasthan equaled their own record from 2020 when they chased down 224 against Kings 11 Punjab in Sharjah. Buttler, who came in as an impact substitute, reached his second tone of the season in 1955 balls with a six off Varun Chakravarti at the start of the last over. Buttler, struggling with cramp, then played out 3 dot balls before a 2 and a single on the final delivery ensured Rajasthan held on to top spot in the table with 6 wins in 7 matches. Alex Garland's films have vividly conjured a virus-caused pandemic, 2002's 28 Days Later, an uncontrollable artificial intelligence, 2014's Ex Machina, and, in his latest, Civil War, a near-future America in the throes of all-out warfare. Most filmmakers with such a record might claim some knack for tapping into the zeitgeist.
But Garland doesn't see it that way. He's dealing, he says, with omnipresent realities that demand no great leaps of vision. He wrote Civil War in 2020 when societies around the world were unraveling over COVID-19 and the prospect of societal breakdown was on everyone's minds.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.